You've probably experienced this yourself. Every once in a while, you'll hear a sermon that hits so close to home it hurts a little bit, and instantly you start looking for a way to ease out of it. You think, well, yeah, that's true, but I have all these other issues to deal with too. Or, I know that's what the Bible says, but it will have to wait because I'm just not ready for that. Or, my situation is different. My circumstances are unusual. My past has made me the way I am. And all the while, you can't wait to get out to the car so you can turn on the radio, tune in the ball game, and forget about what you've just heard. There's just one problem. When we change God's standard, it isn't God's standard anymore. Unknowingly, we create a caricature of Christianity, one that doesn't accurately reflect what God truly thinks. Instead, it exaggerates certain features, distorts some, minimizes others. Most of us are so good at this technique that we practice it without even realizing it. And ironically, the more we do it, the better we feel about ourselves. Let's imagine the following scenario. The responsibility-minded dad marches up the stairs and bangs on the door of his teenager's bedroom. He opens the door and turns off the CD player and lectures for 30 minutes about his son's music. The teenager can't make out all the words, but it comes across something like this. You're not going to listen to this music anymore. It's going to tear up your mind and your soul. It's of the devil and blah, 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 blah. And we're going to leave you up here to think about it while we go downstairs and turn on the television and watch the visual equivalent of what you've been listening to. But of course, that's different because it just is. Blah, 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 if you know what's good for you. It's easy to see what's going on in this family. We've all done something similar. Basically, the parents in this picture just don't like the music. And let's face it, it's easy to find something wrong with music that you don't particularly like. But when the crusade is over, these same parents will sit down and entertain themselves visually with the very things they're so against letting their child listen to. And we tell ourselves, well, that's different. That's just how I unwind at the end of the day. I'm an adult. I can handle that. Besides, there was just that one part, and they really didn't show anything. In another household, there lives a very disciplined lady. She loves doing Bible studies, leading Sunday school classes, having long quiet times, and memorizing verses. She wouldn't think of missing church. She's there for the early service, the late service, candlelight service, communion service, and prayer service. When it comes to the accepted spiritual disciplines, she is faultless. But, at the same time, the same woman is disrespectful to her husband. She refuses to submit to his leadership. She quotes scripture at him. She seeks to intimidate him with her spirituality. So what's wrong with this picture? Like the rest of us, she is simply focused in on the things that come naturally. She doesn't keep the whole counsel of God. She's de-emphasized the things that don't come easily, and so she feels good about herself. We all struggle with this. Consequently, most of us live with a distorted picture of Christianity. We remold the Christian life to fit our own life, and when we do, we become guilty of a sin we don't hear much about anymore. I